Welcome to the 12-Step Recovery Evolution podcast. Visit recoveryevolution.co.uk for more episodes, helpful resources and links to our social media. Also visit the site for information on how you can attend a future Zoom session or workshop live. Thank you.
Morning, folks. Thank you for asking me to share. I'm just going to tell you about my journey to God. And I think it happened a very long time ago. When I was 8, I started going to church. And I think, looking back now, I went to church even though my family didn't. But what I got out of it was not a relationship with God. It was, I felt part of, and I think that was something I was seeking all my life. And I really just wasn't seeking a relationship with God. It was to do with feeling like people liked me. And I think as that went on, I went to church till I was 18, so for 10 years. And as my active addiction got worse, my behaviours got worse, people found it hard to be around me, and I ended up leaving there when I was 18 in quite a resentment at the people. And I think as my addiction got worse, I was just totally blocked off from God. I don't think I was capable of having a relationship with God, with myself or with anyone else. And I'd say during the end of my addiction, I did start going to church again, but just in the same way that I did when I was younger, I was just paying lip service. I just went on a Sunday, didn't put any effort in on my part for it, and felt very uncomfortable being around normal people. I had a lot of guilt and remorse for what I was doing, and again left. And then a year and a half before I came into treatment, I was because the drugs and alcohol weren't working, I was seeking something else. So I was seeking, but once again, started going to church, but didn't put any effort in whatsoever. Just went on a Sunday. And I think by the time I came into treatment, I'd lost all faith. I didn't believe anything could save me, and I didn't feel worth saving either. And I think when I went into treatment and started to go through the steps, it was really important for me to know that it was God of my understanding, because I came in kind of believing in God, but I knew that God was not keeping me clean and sober. What I didn't realise was that I had a disease and that I needed the 12 steps to start to get me well. And whilst I was in treatment, I kind of swapped and changed my idea of what my God was. At first, it was basically ECR and the people, the clean and sober alcoholics and addicts that were working their program. I saw something that they had, which I wanted. And I think God of your understanding is really important, because it's what I needed at the time. And I think through going through the steps in treatment, what it started to do was it opened me up to the idea of God, and that God was doing something for me which I could not do for myself. And as I went through the steps, I started to want to explore my faith a little bit more. And on Sunday, we used to go over to a CA meeting at a church, and I found myself very attracted to that church, and started going there. And slowly, my my idea of God changed, and I started to be more attracted towards a Christian God. And I totally understand that it is God of your understanding. And what I found whilst I was in treatment was I was doing exactly the same thing that I was doing before, which was just not putting any effort in on my part, was not developing my relationship with God. I think I'd go on a Sunday, I'd not particularly say many prayers, they weren't very deep. And then once I left treatment, I realised that this was really, really important for me to develop my relationship with God and develop my faith. And I think just the same way that I dived right into recovery and got right in the middle of it and surrounded myself with people who had strong recovery, I did the same with my faith and dived right in the middle of it. And started to do more, but still felt I needed to seek further. And I know this will always be something I'm doing, same as with my recovery. And I think what happened was almost a year ago, so in May last year, I made that commitment to get baptized. And for me, it's really important for me to know who my God is. I know my God's a loving God. I know he just wants the best for me, and he wants the best for all the people that I love. I think the same way as I do in my recovery, where I really just want to be wrapped around people that have strong recovery, I feel the same with people that share the same faith as I do, believe in the same God. And for me, that's really important for me to know this. It's the same as when I first come into recovery, I didn't understand the big book at all. I didn't understand recovery, I didn't understand the steps, and I had to have someone take me through it. And still a lot of questions I ask when I don't understand, and I've had to apply that same thinking to exploring my faith and say, do you know what, I don't know much about this, please teach me. And that's what I do. And I think just in the same way as I go and spend time with other recovering addicts and learn what they've learned, I do the same with my faith and learning about my God. So I do spend a lot of time doing Bible studies, learning from people who are further on than me. I think just recently as well, I've been talking to a few people about this, a few people on the group. What I find is if I'm basically step 11, if I'm talking to God the whole time in my prayers and I'm listening to God with my meditation, he tells me exactly what I need to do. And I think just recently, I've had quite a lot going on with a family member that's gone into a home. And I've been thinking about this, which is, by having absolute faith in my God and being in having a constant relationship with him, I've being able to do things which I just know that I've not got the ability to do myself, and just knowing that God's there and he's holding my hand and he's telling me what to do, and having complete faith that whatever the outcome, everything's going to be all right. And I think in doing that, in having the support of God and other people in recovery, what I'm able to do is support my family. And I think that's learning just all the things that God wants for me, just that love and care he has for me. I'm now able to love my mum, love my brother, support my dad, love my dad. And I think one thing that's so important for me is step three, turning my life and will over to God. Because like sometimes I don't want to do these things, but I know I need to, because I know God knows what's good for me. I don't always. And I think it's absolutely amazing that sometimes I don't know why God's asking me to do things, what's put me in a certain situation, but I know with faith that I'll do what he's asking of me. And at the end of it, it might take weeks, sometimes months, and I'll be like, that's why he wanted me to do that. So I think the same way with the 12-step program, it's something I am going to be learning for the rest of my life. It's something I'll do every day to develop that relationship with God. And yeah, I just say once again, I feel very protected and very loved. And I know whatever the circumstances is, God's there for me. And I just know I'm very, very blessed to have, I think the two best things I've ever done was, one was to come into recovery, and the second one was to develop that relationship with God.
Hello everyone, thank you Fox for taking that, and thank you Amy for your share. I think out of everyone that has come through the rehab and got clean through ECR, your change has been the most sort of profound, and it's amazing. From you was like a newborn baby. It was nuts to watch you go through your steps and that and grow and to be able to have adult conversations, and now to see you look after your mum and be the adult in that sort of relationship. And then you've changed again, like when you become a Christian. We were talking last night on the phone about it, but you've changed even more going through that. But I've got a lot of love for you, Amy. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Amy. That's it got me thinking on a few things. It really brought back how when I came into Alcoholics Anonymous and I went through the steps, and I had to develop an understanding, you know, a God of my understanding. And I didn't understand anything about that stuff. I just didn't understand anything about it. So for a long time, my higher power was my sponsor and his sponsor. And then the group of my home group were my higher power. And over time, I started to develop an understanding, but it was only a small understanding. So I could only really operate, you know, within this recovery, within up to that understanding that I had. And then I got sort of quite a long way in, a few years in, and it had grown a little bit, that understanding, but not a great deal really. And I think that's where I found myself struggling in recovery, was that I hit that spiritual hilltop, that spiritual bubble. I couldn't, sort of the ceiling, I couldn't get past it. And so I sort of started exploring that with some friends, you know, some mutual friends, exploring Christianity, exploring the Bible, etc. And then I understood something. I understood that I didn't feel deserving of a relationship with God. And that was the bit. It didn't stop me, but I felt like I was on the fringes. I was on the edge, because God wouldn't want me that close. He wouldn't want me that close. He's happy to, you know, like the black sheep of the family, he's happy to lean over and go, oh, there. There you are. You'll be all right. But stay over there. I don't want you screwing up these lot who've got a better understanding than you. And that was clearly not the case. But it wasn't until I started asking questions on spirituality with some mutual friends that I started to get little tidbits, you know, little bits of understanding. The big one for me that kept reoccurring with all the people I spoke with who were all Christians was when they talked about, and I can't quote the scripture 100%, but the way to the Father is through the Son, and nobody gets to the Father but through me. That's something Jesus said. And I kept hearing that, and I kept hearing it. And then I remember having that conversation one day where I just sort of threw my hands in the air, surrendered, and said, you know, I think I need Jesus in my life, because I want to get to the Father. I don't want to be the black sheep. I don't want to be on the fringe. I don't want to not feel deserving of his love. So I went through that. I went through a process. I gave my life to Jesus. And then it really started to make sense, because more things were being revealed. I'll finish with this bit. The thing that I had to get over, that God not feeling worthy of God's love, I had to get over that. So I prayed on it. I actually just prayed on it for 3 days. Now, I'm not going to pretend to you for a minute that I just 3 days solid, but a couple of hours, as you know, whenever I sort of had that spare moment, I was praying for God to help me understand how much he loves me. And I was listening to some CDs, etc. And the prayer, I remember the prayer, it just went, you're a good God, you're my God, you're a good Father. I want you to be my Father, and I want a relationship with you. And I just kept praying it over and over and over and over again. And within 3 days, I just accepted God's love. I just accepted it. And then carried on learning through sort of Bible studies and some other sort of workshops that we do. And that's just gone. I've got no ceiling. You know, there's no limits now. There really is. For the first time in my life, I have no limits. And that I'm grateful for. All things are possible in that relationship that I have with God.
I feel really inspired by you and a couple of other people who shared this morning. You know, I think I am a waiter. I'm not a seeker. I'm a waiter. And that needs to change, because that's not going to get me anywhere. Obviously, I didn't know you when you were in rehab, but I can't imagine from what people are saying how you were. I mean, whenever I see you now on here, meetings and stuff, I think, oh, she's lovely. She's so nice. And you look healthy, and you come across as really kind. And bless you, it sounds like you were in a right mess when you were in treatment. So I can see that you've come a really, really long way. And your devotion to God is just really inspiring, you know. I've been thinking about how my recovery's been, especially these last couple of weeks, and I've just sat here and waited for stuff to happen, you know, just waited. Like, who do I think I am? That's not going to come like that. I need to put the work in. I need to start listening to God. I need to start taking notice of the signs that are there, you know, instead of just sitting there thinking that something really obvious is going to happen, like he's going to walk in my living room and start talking to me. That's not going to happen. I need to connect with him. I need to renew my mind, you know. And to hear you guys who've come such a long way, the things that you said today and where you are, I feel really inspired. I feel really happy. I'm so glad that I made the meeting, and I've learnt a lot. I've learnt a lot from a lot of you this morning, so thank you so much.
So to see the miraculous change in you, it just absolutely blows my mind. You are what we would call a miracle. And it's been wonderful to be part of seeing that growth along the way. And what I love about you, Amy, is that you're a seeker. So you'll be on the phone all the time. You're trying to figure things out. You're constantly wanting to seek to build that relationship with God. to build that relationship with others, and to follow things as they should be followed, but and more. And I believe that that's why you're reaping the benefits and gaining the fruits of doing that, because you really want that. You can see, you can see your desperation for it. Like, you know, you don't want to go back there. You're one of those that's like, I am not going back there for anything, and this is what I'm going to do to grow. And it's wonderful to call you one of my friends. I think you're amazing. I think you've done incredibly, and long may that continue. And I love you very much. Thank you.
Amy, that was bloody amazing. So powerful, mate. And like it's been said, you know, I was in the rehab when you come in, and wow, you know, it's just mad how much like you've changed. yeah, I remember cooking with you and like getting you to come down to do inventory, and you wouldn't come down, and yeah, you was quite stubborn. But like, you know, I remember coming down to one of the, I think it was a CA meeting last year or the year before, and the change in you, mate, it's beautiful, you know. And you know, I can relate around, you know, that God thing, do you know what I mean? I sort of become a Christian 20 odd years ago, but I didn't really know what I was doing. You know, I went and got baptized, come out the water, and thought like I'd be this different person. And like, I was kind of like, because my brother done it as well, I was like, do you feel any different? And he went, no. So I didn't get it. But you know, going through recovery, having good people around me showing me the way, you know, it gets you through anything, this program and God. You know, if it weren't for my faith, you know, you guys know I lost my mum and stuff, I wouldn't be getting through this, no way. Do you know what I mean? It's God's strength. Every morning I'm just like that, you know, God direct my thinking, show me the way, you know what I mean? And he does, and he has, every single minute of the day, you know. Listening to like sermons in the mornings, really good inspirational stuff, just, you know, that seeking and you will find. And it's progress, isn't it, you know, every single day. So, you know, you've been amazing, Amy, you know, real good friend to me. And yeah, I'll just, yeah, God bless, babe, thank you.
Hello, thank you, Fox, and thank you so much, Amy. I think, like, hearing what Kelly and Louise and Carl said, I didn't know you when you were going through treatment at all. I'm quite a bit after you, obviously. But just hearing that you were quite as unwell as you were, I think it just shows sort of obviously what a miracle you are. And I just feel really blessed to have you in my life now, and people like women as strong as you in recovery, and you do just go always like above and beyond to try and help all the women that are in recovery. You're always there. I'm still absolutely useless at picking up the phone, but you're amazing. Like, you're persistent, you really really try for people, you do your absolute best. I think, you know, like you, I absolutely loved RE at school. It was probably one of my favorite subjects, but my family was so against religion. Like, I wasn't allowed to go to church. And we were a family that was taught if there was a God out there, like, these things wouldn't be happening, basically. And I think I spent my time going through ECR, swapping and changing who my higher power was and everything, and the God of my understanding was. For a while, I had my mum as my higher power, who is someone that you know, my mum obviously wasn't very well herself, but she was the one person that I had like the most resentments against in the world. So how, and I mean, I believed that it was my mum in heaven that I thought was my higher power, so it showed I obviously believed in heaven. But since I've been out of treatment, I've been actually just praying to God, and my faith and strength and everything has completely changed and improved and sort of got better on like a daily, or at least better on a weekly like basis. And I love it. And I was actually sitting there on the sofa last night thinking, you know, I keep buying a load of rubbish off of Amazon. Maybe I should actually buy myself a Bible. And then I kind of giggled to myself. I don't know why I did. But anyway, I've really enjoyed hearing what you said today. And I'm really grateful that I came on the meeting, that I got a chance to hear it. So thank you so much.
Hi. Thank you, Fox. Thank you, Amy. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for sharing today. But also thank you for the time that you gave me at ECR. I remember being quite rude to you when I first arrived and demanding that you listen to me. Come back here. I haven't finished talking to you yet when you're quite busy in the cafe. So I'm really grateful for that. It really did help to have someone listen to me. And also, you know, you've been supportive since I've left ECR as well. You send me messages every day and I really enjoy receiving them. You know, I haven't found a Christian faith, but I mean, ECR, I had faith before I came in, and ECR has definitely helped me to strengthen my faith and what I believe in, whatever that is. And I really enjoy getting your messages each day. And if anything, it strengthens the faith that I have. And there's, you know, I believe that everyone's God ultimately is the same, and the roots there are different. Some people go through Jesus and they follow Christianity, but I think we all pray to the same God ultimately, and the messages in Christianity and all the other religions or whatever spiritual path you choose, there's much crossover, and the messages are the same. And so I still enjoy hearing and receiving your Christian messages. They do enrich my life, and I'm grateful for that. So thank you. And responding to what Fox said about how when he found religion, it opened up everything for him. So the place I'm at the moment is I find religion for me actually puts things too much in a box. So maybe it's just where I'm at on my path, but I find that I don't at the moment want to follow a religion at the moment. It doesn't work for me. I find it restrictive. But you know, I'm new to this. I'm still doing my step work, and so yeah, grateful for your experiences and for your sharing, and thank you very much.
Just for clarity, I didn't find religion, I found God. There's a big difference, but that's something for you to perhaps explore.